Welcome to the More Life Church podcast. We are always encouraged to know that God is working through this ministry to touch lives. So if you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know and send us an email to amen@morelifechurch.com. Now enjoy today's message.
I want to talk to you today about honor. This is our third part on the series that we've just called Honor. And I'm going to read to you from 1 Peter chapter 2. And just one verse, and then we'll look at some other verses, and we'll go from there. So I'll read 1 Peter 2, verse 17, and then I'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for helping us to see your word clearly, and we ask that your spirit speak life to us in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 17 says, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. And so we've looked at this idea that honor begins with the belief that every person on the planet has value and worth, that every single person has value. And we also looked at last week that honor is a heart issue. We can give certain words and so on and so forth, but at the end of the day, honor is a heart issue. And what I want you to see today is what honor does, what honor produces. One of the things that honor produces in our life. And that's what I'm going to build on. Honor, it produces and creates freedom in us and for us and to others. It simply creates a free environment. It creates a safe environment. In other words, when we honor those around us, they become more free, not less free. When we honor people that are around us, they become freer to be the person that they were created to be, and they feel less controlled, they feel less fear than ever before, because honor creates a free and a freeing environment. How many of you could stand a little more freedom in your everyday life? Now, here's something that's interesting, though. Honor creates freedom for us, but freedom creates the potential for conflict. And then conflict makes us feel like we need to be in control. So it's a little weird, but I'm going to try to unpack this the best I can, because you're going to see this in your life. My wife and I, we currently have four teenagers. And one of them, thank you, Larry said, yikes. One of them just got their driver's license. Double yikes. Yay. It's all these mixed up, jumbled up feelings that you have. Well, I want to honor my daughter and give her this next level of freedom. But as I give her this next level of freedom, it's also an occasion for fear to have to be battled in my life. Because now I'm no longer in control of her life like I used to be. And the truth is, every parent needs to know this, you were never really that much in control of your child anyway to begin with. I'll prove it to you. Try to keep a two-year-old quiet on a plane for a four-hour flight. Ain't gonna happen. We were on a flight for 4 hours. We went with my oldest daughter. We took her on a trip for her 18th birthday, and we flew out west, and we were on the plane for 4 hours, and the people right next to us, just across the aisle, had a boy and girl set of twins that were around 2 years old. And I looked at them, and I thought, oh, bless their heart, this is going to be nuts. Thank God for noise reduction headphones. And so you can hear these kids through the headphones. And now I've had twins, so I felt like I could not only sympathize, but I could empathize. I'd been in that place. And I have to tell you, after about an hour and a half of it, I was getting a little bit irritated myself. People were walking up and down the aisle to go to the bathroom, and those folks were getting some of the most dirty looks you've ever seen. What was going on? There was an annoyance in the environment that couldn't be controlled. And I need you to know today that there will always be experiences in your life that are out of your control. Out of your control. And that is not an excuse to leave honor off to the wayside. It's not an excuse to no longer value that thing because annoyance and lack of control has come in. See, honor means to appreciate. And freedom is something we need to appreciate. Would you please say amen to that? It's valuable. It's costly. It's cost men and women everything. The ultimate price. But let's not forget also on this day, the one that God sent to take away the sin of the world, who gave his all and sacrificed for us as well. And just like those men and women who put on the colors of our nation, stand guard and watch and defend and have given their all so that we can have our personal freedoms and liberties. Let's also remember that Jesus the Christ came and died and gave us our spiritual freedom, set us free from the law of sin and death, set us free from the costly nature and repercussions of sin. And so as we step into this and think about this today, here's what I'm asking you. How is your honor game? How are you doing navigating honor? See, freedom is not something that should be treated as common and as ordinary. It should be honored. And the freedoms that we have in Christ are incredible. And I want to read a scripture or two for us and to us. I'm going to first read from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. It says this, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty," or freedom. So here's what I want you to see, that wherever God is, there's freedom and there's liberty available to those who reside where God resides. And I submit to you that God inhabits the environment where honor is displayed, where we treat the people and the things around us as costly, as valuable, as precious. And when we treat those things that way, God's liberty comes into our life in its next degree of grace. It just increases on us. So let me ask this question. How many of you could stand a little more freedom in your life? Back to my daughter, when she first got her license, I made her a promise. I made her a promise that the day she got her license, she could take my car, which is the one she likes, and she could go with a friend or two to get dinner. At that time, there was no boy in the picture. So in my brain, the friend is a girl, and I'm okay with that. But I didn't specify. I just said you could take a friend. Who said, right, you shut up if you said right. I'm just teasing. I didn't specify, but I said you could take a friend with you. And so the day comes and she says, "Dad, do you remember what you promised?" I said, "Yep, I remember. Who are you going with? Who are you taking with you?" And she mentions a boy's name. And it's definitely a boy's name. It wasn't like Pat or some kind of ambiguous, like it could go either way. It was a boy's name. And I'm like, ugh. Now I had a choice. I had a choice. Do I honor my word? Do I back off? No. Well, what would you do? She said, "I'd sit in the back seat." Where were you when I needed you? So I give her the freedom. But it's funny how as soon as you give someone else freedom, it's funny how fear can get attached to you.
Yeah, that's good.
It's funny how a spirit of control can get attached to you. But if I really love my daughter, if I really honor my daughter, if I'm really going to honor my word, there's something required of me in this equation, and it's trust. I've got to trust that the person I've given freedom to is going to handle it properly. And here's what I submit to you. This is why we don't show honor to its fullest degree. It's because we have a trust barrier, and we know as soon as we do this, there's an occasion for them to mess things up. There's an occasion for me to not be in control of everything. There's an occasion for me to have fear that gets attached to my world. And see, it's not what you might think that would come in and attack honor in an environment. It's the subtle. It's the fear. It's the need for control. And I know nobody in here has any needs for control. I know that's for the 10:30 crowd and online. So I appreciate you just tolerating this for just a couple minutes, okay? But fear and control work against honor and freedom. Honor and freedom go hand in hand. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Look, look, look. God gives us freedom. He honors us by giving us freedom. And what's amazing is he knows most likely we're going to mess it up. But he gives it to us anyway. He gives it to us because honor values all people. And what I want today is I want for some people to step into a new level of freedom and out of fear and control. I want people to step into the next level of honor and the next level of love and the next level of creative environments that will change our look. Honor and creativity, they're attached together. Jesus talks like, he does language like this. He says, you're no longer a son, or you're no longer a slave, but you're a son. He changes us. He says, you need to act like servants and children. Listen, servants have no control over anything, and children have no control, but children are some of the most creative things God has ever set on the planet. They will figure stuff out that we can't figure out. And it's amazing that our need for control and our fear of the unknown will rob a child of their creative powers that could set things on a totally different course. Like, for instance, Aaron and Jessica had a baby on Tuesday, Aaron told me. Was he right? Was it Tuesday? Last Tuesday, okay. So, and they're in church on Sunday. That's really cool. Adeline May. Adeline, is that right? Adeline, yeah. Adeline May. She was born almost perfect. Perfect from everything that we can see. But scientists tell us this, that we're born with two fears. The fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. Yet, scientists have documented over 2,000 fears that plague humanity. So where is she going to get the other 1,998 fears that could be potential? We get them from environments that we're in where people don't trust and honor. Now, I don't believe she's going to have any of those things, because her parents are awesome. But here's what I know. They're like every other parent. Sooner or later, they're going to mess their kid up. Every parent messes up their kid. It's true, I'm messed up. And then what the proof is? We all messed up. Yeah. But here's the truth, though. God and his grace will cover us and right whatever is wrong in us. We have this little deal in our house where we give our kids freedom the best we can. When they go into the kitchen, they make a mess. We need to start a revolution in our households I need to start this revolution in my household that says, you can make whatever mess you promise to help clean up. And this is the way life works for us. We're afraid of so many things. Afraid of so many things. They get attached to us. We feel like we have to control things and stay on top of it. But honor creates this freedom. And when there's freedom, by default, you're going to have. You're going to have messes. In working with people, in our church, when we honor this house and we honor, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be people, it's already happened. It'll happen this week. People in our church, they're going to mess up. Can I just tell you, I'm going to mess up? I'm not going to do it on purpose. No more than you would do it on purpose. But we all mess up. And honor says, we love you, and God is still with you, and I don't have to have some kind of, you know, that's what Christian folks do. They get so uneasy that people think and feel and believe differently from us that we then exert fear and try to control people and won't be happy until everybody on the planet and every law is exactly in line with our beliefs. And let me tell you something, that's not honoring. God never promised. Some of you, this is going to make some of you mad. Some of you may never come back because I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true. God, it may never be that all the laws of the United States line up with your personal beliefs and convictions. Yeah. And you know what? It's okay. Can I help you with something? If you don't believe in abortion, I'm with you. Here's what I recommend to you. Don't go get one. What are you saying, George? You're saying we shouldn't fight for those things? You fight for whatever you want to fight for. You fight for whatever you want to fight for. But let me ask you a question. Are you fighting for control or are you fighting for freedom? Are you fighting to make someone conform and be just like you? Or are you fighting so that they can step into a spiritual freedom that they've never had before? Now, don't misunderstand what I said. I'm very clear on what I'm saying about the right to life and so on and so forth. I believe life begins at conception, and I would never advocate someone engaging in an abortion. I want to be clear about that because life is sacred. But listen, you can win a battle and lose the greater war with people if you fight with them to just have them believe everything that you believe rather than engaging in an adult conversation that can help them take another step closer to Christ.
That's good. Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. Are we honoring people in a way that causes them to take a step toward Christ or away from Christ? Are we trying to legislate and control their belief system, or are we more kind of the mind and the spirit and nature of Christ, which I can't quote one verse because there's too many of them to quote. You never see anyone coming to Jesus and him having a desire to control their behavior. He's trying to get them to the next level of freedom in their life. Now listen. Listen, I'm not telling you to compromise your moral convictions at all. I don't do that. I wouldn't do that. I could tell you story after story where I would choose not to do that. I'll tell you one. Do I have time? No, it's 10. I don't have time. So, tell you anyway. I had an individual come to me and ask me kind of a question about whether or not I would officiate a same-sex marriage. They came to my home and they asked me this question. And I had very few conversations with this individual previous. And I could tell that they were hurting. I could tell that they were struggling. I could tell from the tone in their voice and the pain in their eyes that this was very, very difficult for them, the whole situation. And my heart went out to them. And they said, would you do this wedding ceremony for us? I said, I wouldn't. They said, can I ask you why? I said, you can. And the reason why is, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman for life. And because, no, thank you, but just let me finish. And I said to them, you're very strong about your convictions and your beliefs. And I'm asking you for the same respect to me that I'm giving to you. I'm not going to preach at you and tell you your beliefs are wrong. What I am going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to honor my beliefs and not ask me to compromise what I believe, just the way I'm not going to ask you to change who you are. See, that's the way you can have an adult conversation, is by standing up for what you believe. See, but we live in a world of tension that's just forced and all about control. And you've got to believe the way I believe. You've got to think the way I think in order for you to be accepted by my way of thinking that God will accept and love you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, every single person in this place, you've given your heart to Christ. You were separated from God. Sin had separated you. And Jesus, through the cross, was the connection point that you had to heaven. The same thing that connects you to heaven is the same thing that connects those who are outside of Christ in to Christ. And just like when you were separated from him in whatever you were in, their separation is still overcome and met by the power of Calvary's cross. See, we forget that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And want to just make everybody else nice and easy and squeaky clean before we say God loves them just like he loves me. And the only thing that's different from me and them is him. That's it. It's not me, it's him. And see, when we honor people in that way, see, you don't have to give up what you believe to honor people. It's real easy. Just don't be a jerk. Amen. Right? You know how many people would come in Christ if Christians just, yeah. I'm not going to say it. All right, come on. I didn't say it. I hope I made you a little bit mad this Memorial Day weekend. It wouldn't be right if we didn't. I just want you to think a little bit about this because, Daniel, come and help me, please, because so many times we use our faith as an excuse to stop thinking. Think about what that person is going through. Think about the pain. And give up the need to control because you're afraid and you don't understand. That's why we try to control a lot of times, because we're afraid. People all over the community are going to walk across a stage and get a diploma. And if they're anything like I was today or a few days from now, they're going to be a little bit afraid because they don't know what's next. And fear's response is to control. Let me just control every single item that I can. And control is an illusion. And listen to this last verse in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not yet been made perfect in love. We love him, verse 19, because he first loved us. And when we deal with fear, the remedy, a remedy for fear, is love and honor. Begin to think about how much God loves you. Begin to think about how those individuals around you love you. And fear leaves the environment when we honor and when we love. and we trust that God is bigger than all the mess that we can make. And some of us are black belt ninjas at mess making. But there's no mess greater than God's grace. There's no wrong greater than God's love. His love conquers all. All. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me? Really quick, if you've been dealing with fear or control, either on the receiving end or the giving end, meaning you feel like you have to control everything because you're afraid, or you are afraid because you feel like you're being controlled, or you're dealing with either one of those items, fear or control on any level, and you say, Josh, I'd like to have some prayer. I believe that God right now, by His Spirit, wants to minister to you. And as we close this service, there are going to be individuals here to pray. I'm going to ask Darren and Larry and the Martins to come for sure and help us pray. Jake Clark is going to help me pray at the end of the service. But is there anybody here you say, Josh, I've got issues with fear and or control, and it's been consuming me and it's been tormenting me, and I need to get some freedom in this area. If that's you all over in this room, I'm not going to ask you to get out of your seat right now, but I just want to know who you are. Anybody say, yep, that's me, fear, torment, control stuff going on in my life? Would you just put your hand up right where you are, please? Just leave it up there for a minute. Put it way up. All right, several of you. You can put them down. I wanted you to lift your hand just as an expression of going through that, because many times that's a barrier for us. We're just even afraid to even acknowledge that it's present. And I wanted you to bust through that barrier, and you did it. You got through that barrier. And the next thing I'm going to ask you to do is, when we close this service, there's going to be folks here to pray with you. And I'm going to invite you forward as people are leaving you and ask you to come and receive prayer if you want someone to pray for you personally. Let's pray over everybody for the day. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your grace in our life. We thank you for teaching us about your ways, about your honor. Father, we just lift every person in this place to you who has been dealing with fear of any kind, been feeling controlled, been doing the controlling, whatever the case may be, God, we just ask for you to do your thing in their life and cause them to come to another level of freedom, to the next level of freedom that you have that's available for them. And Lord, we just give you thanks for doing this. In Jesus' matchless name. If you agree with that, let me hear you shout amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed through the teaching of God's Word. This resource is generously supported by More Life Church and listeners like you. We would like to give you the opportunity to partner with us to impact the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. To give or to learn more about More Life Church, visit our website at morelifechurch.com.